Hi guys, this is just a spontaneous session. I never thought I was going to be doing this because the Truth Career Podcast season 2 is done and that's it. I didn't want to release another episode till 2 weeks time or 3 weeks time rather. So this is just like a spontaneous thing. I just wanted to do this course. I don't think I can just keep it to myself. Man, I saw a movie right now that literally blew my fucking mind. Like, I've been shouting, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, since I finished watching this movie. Like, I couldn't even move. Like, I was just rooted to my seat where I saw this movie. And I've just been saying, oh my God. You guys, the latest move about the film. This woman keeps... You know, she's a gift that keeps on giving. When you think she has given the best, she gave us Your Excellency, she gave us Chief Daddy, she has given us so many, I can't even begin to name right now. But you know, just when you think, okay, she has done it again, how can she possibly outdo herself? She outdoes herself. Like, Jesus Christ. If you have not watched Olotire the movie, I don't know who you are and where you're from and what you're still doing, but I need to tell you now that you need to go watch that movie. From the little things, from the camera, like the quality of the movie, to the casting, to the dialogue, to the facial expressions, everything was top notch. Should I not even start talking about the actors and actresses in that movie? Because if I start, you know, Sharon Oja, I'm sorry to say, but she has been doing very well. I have been following her for a while now, but I've never gotten a performance from her that just made me feel like, okay, she's actually as talented as people say she. Because I always keep hearing people saying Sharon Oja. I'm like, Sharon Oja is good, no doubt, but Sharon Oja is not that good. Like, I've not really seen that. But after watching Olotire the movie, do you know what it means? That you were shot up, like something shot you the fuck up. That was what Sharon Oja just shot me the fuck up. Like, he's like, bitch, I can act, who are you? And I'm like, ma'am, I'm nobody. Like, I bought your... This girl murdered the role. Oh, she didn't start talking about Oma Wumi Dada. She killed me as Linda. Man, the girl was... She embodied that character. Like, I don't think I've ever watched a movie this beautiful. You know, people are still looking down on Nollywood. Yeah, Nollywood. Nollywood has fucking gone out of the level we know Nollywood. Nollywood is on another... I'm so sorry, guys. I'm swearing too much. But when you finish watching Olotire the movie, you're going to join me and start swearing. I promise you that. This movie exceeded my expectations. Blew my fucking mind. And I can't even say... I can't tell you guys. Imagine after watching that movie, I hated Omoni Oboli. If any of you that knows me well knows how much I adore Omoni Oboli. Like, she's literally my idol. I want to be like her. But I finished watching this movie and first, I said to God, if I see Omoni Oboli, I'm going to fucking shoot her in the head. She was cruel in this movie. Like, she was cruel. Oh my God. Like, jeez, mama. What's up now? And you know the funny part? She actually became Alero so that she could, you know, she could really play this part. And Jesus Christ, did that help? She, oh my God, she was brutal. Like, I wanted to kill. Like, I wanted to literally reach into the camera and strangle her. You know when they say someone is so good that you hate to love them? That was what happened to me. This, like, I hated my mentor. I hated Omoni Oboli. That's how bad this is right now, man. What the? Like, who wrote this movie? Like, what? Jesus Christ. And I don't, where do I even say? Is it Blood on Chukwujekwu? Okay, I know I've been kind of bitching about him being in all the movies. I want to give other upcoming actors and even very good actors that are out there. I feel like, you know, Nigeria has this thing of always using the same cast for movies, and it kind of bugs me sometimes because I always go into the cinema to see the same set of faces and same set of voices, and it just, like, it's tiring. But man, now I know why Blossom is always on the list of characters. This guy always stops. And when I saw Who Is the Boss movie, I was like, oh, Blossom Chukwujekwu has proven to me that he's really a star actor. But when I saw this movie, I was like, you know what, I just need to shut the fuck up. Like, that is what I need to do, because Blossom is amazing. This guy is a gem. Like, what? This guy, Oh my God. I'm sorry guys, but this is just the way I feel right now. I just finished watching Olotriya and I'm just pouring out my feelings to you guys right now. This is the way I feel right now. Nigeria is no longer anybody's mate. Like, Nigeria is not on anybody's level anymore. Nigeria has left the level that we were on and we've gone to another level. This movie was legit. It was funny. It was scary. It was... Oh my God, this movie was bloody. Like, I do not know what to say. This movie was just like... And I was just like... Do people actually go through this? Like, do people really go through this thing? Like, Jesus Christ. You think you're just complaining, my life sucks, I've not started living my dreams, blah, 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 blah. Man, after watching this movie, you will shut up. Like, you will never complain about your life again because you actually don't know the hell that people are going through. Like, Jesus Christ. These girls are seeing... Oh, I don't blame people that say that there's no hell because there's already hell on earth. And actually... I now believe that, I'm not saying that I don't believe that there's no harm. I'm just saying that I now actually understand people that begin to think that, like, there's something that someone would have gone through and you're telling them they will go to hell and they're like, what hell can be more than this one I'm in right now? Like, no, seriously, what hell? Someone that just went undercover to uncover human trafficking ended up becoming the victim of this shit. And there's nothing more realistic than that. Like, because if she had escaped or something, she'd have been like, okay, she escaped. The good guys always win. But come on, in real life, the good guys rarely win. The bad guys win. That is just the way the world was designed to be. And this movie portrayed that. You guys, I don't need to talk too much. Just, if you don't have Netflix, no problem. You don't even have a problem. Just go to nigerocks.com and download this movie. And when you, oh yeah, while you're at it, you should also download Coming From Insanity because it's also like legit amazing. But I don't know. You guys need to go and watch this movie. This movie is fantastic. Like, seriously, you need it. You need it. Like, if you're alive right now, you have not seen Olotriya the movie, I don't think your life is complete. You need to see that movie. Go now and watch it and come back. Make sure you come back and thank me later because is worth every piece of your data. I can assure you. You guys need to watch it. Anyway, it's still your girl Kamsi, and you know, stay peachy. Bye.